Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hi everyone, SaneMade here. This video is brought to you by a donation from FatCat, and here's what she has to say. Hello again. I said I'm quite picky when it comes to men. I've never dated anyone below 6 feet tall, but I'd rather not date anyone who's 6 foot 5 feet again. The pain in the neck is quite literal, and I'm not a fan of standing photos. I have no problem with shorter men, but just no experience dating them. I've never had problems with men being circumcised or not. I have more experience with knots, but I wonder if it's a geographical or cultural thing. I know that even Caucasian men can have wood growing so hard that they need extra large wrappers. Personally, I'm more interested in width rather than length. Also, I wonder at what point something becomes sexual. I had one man be very interested in my shoe size and liked how I would dangle my heel or my big toe. To me, this is not sexual. It does not do anything for me, apart from finding it mildly amusing that this would excite someone. Depending on where the line is drawn, I say the number of men I've slept with in my life could vary. I don't care what anyone else has to say. The only person that should know the number is someone that I'm actually active with. The actual number in my case will surprise people. Say, man, the number does not really matter so much to you. I think you're more interested in if you're able to make a connection, or as you say, bond with someone. The answer is quite simple. I've been disconnected from myself long before I was sexually active. I don't think I'm able to bond well. I also don't think I'm the only person like this. Make of that what you will. Sincerely, Miss Fat Cat. Well, Fat Cat, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. Once again, you prove my point that women that can't bond with men look for the most attractive ones. In your case, the ones that are over 6 feet tall. As for that man that was obsessed with your feet, of course you don't understand it. Because feet are one of the four things that men are most attracted to. The other three being boobs, bubs, and dicks. When it comes to women's feet, I can't get into one while she's wearing her shoes. They bother me. I need to see the feet to make sure that they're small. Because small feet are a sign of femininity, don't you know? Plus, I don't like a stitch of clothing or tattoos on her either. It's all too damn distracting. Tattoos especially because they break the symmetry up. As for you only dating men that are tall, you managed to sneak that in only after I told you what I'd be covering in this video. Was that you doing damage control by saying that the average man in Amsterdam, where you live, is 6 feet tall? Or are you trying to justify your height preference logically? I guess we'll never know because you're a woman, and women rarely tell the truth, even when it comes to stuff like this. Originally, I was thinking that if you didn't have a problem dating shorter men, you probably would have dated at least one. But in your country, you'd have to go way out of your way to find a man that's height challenged. But still, you mentioned before that your BMI is 29+. So you're borderline obese, and still you landed yourself a Chad on a one-night stand that's well over 6 feet tall, and you probably had an anchor baby with him to keep him there. As for being circumcised, it usually has to do with religion and geography. Most American men are snipped, but that's starting to change these days. It ruins a man's ability to feel pleasure, so he's more likely to get pleasure from making money and providing for his family. And this lack of sexual fulfillment might lead many American men to achieve in their fields of interest and work. I'll discuss more in a moment, but first let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, Moneyline Investments. This is a premier sports service. If you're interested in making sustainable remote income instead of women stealing your income, then this service is for you. It has a proven track record of getting its clients an average of $1,600 a month with only a $100 investment. The more you invest, the more you make. If you want to make money daily, sign up with MoneylineInvestments.com. And use my promo code SANDMAN for 15% off your first subscription. If you sign up for the monthly package, you get a 100% money-back guarantee if you don't profit from their three-step system. What are you waiting for? sign up at the sponsor link down below.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Anyways, now back to Fat Cat is borderline obese with a BMI of 29 and change and still wants a 6 foot tall Chad Clown World show. She also asked me in our behind the scenes chat if she could actually hear something about how different partners increase mileage compared to staying with the same person sexually. Does it really matter for you, Fat Cat, because you have plausible deniability when it comes to being unable to bond with men in the first place? That you basically had a brain injury? But we'll never know the truth if you can't bond because you've been boned too many times, or if you genuinely have a mental damage issue causing it. Maybe you just want us to take it at face value that it's just a brain damage thing that you can't fall in love with a man. You're right, I never really cared about how many partners a woman was with before, and I'm more concerned with their ability to bond. Thanks to your previous request, I came to the conclusion that women that are unable to bond with a man will compensate by dating more attractive men. But after time, even that attraction to a Chad will pass, and therefore, there'll be no chance for a woman to bond with a man. I don't think that most women are taught this while younger, and neither are men. And so they'll go out in their late teens and 20s and take as many pythons up their poop chute and pie hole as they can. Then they'll complain about where have all the good men gone. Previous generations of women never complained about that because they bonded with the first bad man they got together with, and preggers by. For men, I think we lose the ability to bond with women with age. They say that around the age of 35, our big head starts to do the thinking for our little head. 35 is also around the cutoff age most guys find women attractive at. After that, we tend to lose interest in women's fertility as it crashes off a cliff as well as their looks. Maybe that's just nature's way of cooling us off after we've had our most fertile years. You were also hoping to hear something along the lines of how different partners increase mileage compared to staying with the same person. That's interesting, and when I bonded with my first adult relationship for 5 years, it took me almost that long to fully get over her. Even after that, I told myself that I would never fall that deeply in love for a woman again, and I haven't. What's worse? Banging 50 guys and never bonding with any of them? Or a 5-year period of bonding with one woman or man over that same time and breaking up with them, and then going back into the dating world? I don't know, but after those 5 years, I was able to bond again, but I was just very conscious about not allowing my partners to do everything for me in life, because I didn't want to become codependent again and devastated again when things finally ended. So I expanded my circle of friends to make sure I wasn't too reliant emotionally on my partner and codependence. But I suspect a codependency, which is often seen as something negative, might actually be a good thing when it comes to keeping couples together. It looks like you strike again, Fat Cat. Except this time you've given me new questions to ponder. What ruins a person's ability to bond with others? The number of partners or the length and duration of a partnership a person has had. As a man, I was easily able to bond after having new partners, having sex with them in 2015. That woman I bonded with when I was age 20 to 25 kept coming back after I broke things off with her, because she was clearly bonded. Before me, she was tricked by some guy into sleeping with him, but he dumped her shortly thereafter. So I was the first one she bonded with truly sexually, from what I can understand. But she was apparently able to bond with someone else and have a family after that. I say apparently because I never really talked to her about it. Fat Cat, maybe you're just saying everything to try and throw me off the trail with regards to continuing to probe you about how many men probe you up your cooch. Maybe you're just thinking that I'm like some little doggy, and if you throw a ball, I'll chase it and forget what you said. That you think your notch count should only be shared with your partner and not the whole wide world. Plus, there's that part where you mentioned drawing the line. So who knows how many men you actually went down on, but you won't actually count that as a notch count in your cooch belt. Maybe you're like that woman that I was with for 10 years, that couldn't remember how many partners that she had. You also mentioned this, and I quote, "Those with physical trauma have a high rate of doing one of two things. The first shut down sexually. They don't enjoy it and avoid it as much as possible. The second overindulgent or quite extreme in their activities. The studies are not always specific about what type of physical trauma they have, so not all are from sexual origin. Some use sex as a form of coping," unquote. So after being injured in the brain, which one are you? Funny how you don't mention that information. And that's the thing about women, they tell you open-ended information or questions, but won't give you anything definitive unless it's harmless to them. So maybe you're a nymphomaniac that likes to indulge in plenty of sex. The thing that politicians and women have in common is that once they're cornered with an uncomfortable question, they tend to change the subject or ask a question back. Are you changing the subject surrounding your notch count, fat cat? Are you trying the old strategy of bullshit baffles the brain? In your case, lack of bullshit, but cryptic messages that lead nowhere also do the trick. That's the thing that you have to understand about me. Growing up, I couldn't use violence to confront others because I wasn't strong enough. So I had to use my brain until I finally worked out and built the brawn. I was always suspicious about everything everyone said because I was expecting that they would end up hurting me. So I just get the hunch that you're trying to throw me off your trail when it comes to your notch counts. Even trying to reiterate that I'm more concerned about a woman's ability to bond with a man compared to the number of sexual partners she's had. You're quite the piece of interesting work. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks to Fat Cat for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button, the way that no one will ever know how many men's Fat Cat has smashed in one, sometimes two, and perhaps maybe three holes, because she counts each one differently. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the women that try and throw up a smokescreen of queefs to keep their sexual history a secret away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.